This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The National Investigation Agency formally arrested Tahawur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks last evening immediately after his arrival in New Delhi, following his successful extradition from the United States. Rana was escorted to New Delhi by teams of NSG and NIA comprising senior official on special plane from Los Angeles. The NIA investigation team at the airport arrested Rana, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin living primarily in Chicago, soon after he emerged from the airplane after completing all the necessary legal formalities. He was taken for medical examination and was produced before special NIA judge in Patiala House Court late in the night. BJP has said the extradition of Tahawur Rana is a big step taken for ensuring and coming closer to justice, not just for 138 Indian victims, but victims from other countries. Addressing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sahajyot Poonawalla said the country's security agencies have achieved great success. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. He will lay foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 3,880 crore rupees in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. These projects include infrastructure development and road connectivity in Varanasi. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja at Guruji Maharaj Temple in Isaghar. He will also participate in public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on the official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnership and turn business prospects into real collaborations. She said the forum serves an excellent platform to explore synergies and build mutually beneficial partnerships. The president urged business leaders to seize the opportunities and convert these into concrete results. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Prahlad Joshi commended Uttar Pradesh's performance in various schemes, including wheat procurement and PM Surya Ghar initiative. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a joint review meeting yesterday in Lucknow to discuss the PM Surya Ghar free electricity scheme, PM Kusum scheme and wheat procurement for the Rabi marketing year 2025-26. During the meeting, CM Yogi informed the Union Minister about the state's strong performance in solar energy and wheat procurement. In Bihar, at least 28 people were killed and more than 5 injured in rain-related incidents and lightning across Nalanda, Jehanabad, Muzaffarpur, Araria and Begusarai districts yesterday. Nalanda reported the highest casualties with 18 deaths, while 9 people died and 5 others were injured at a temple in Bihar Sharif when a wall collapsed. Casualties were also reported in Islamapur, Silao, Rahui and Giriak blocks. Several parts of the state were lashed by sudden rains accompanied by gusty winds last evening. Our Patna correspondent, quoting official sources, reports that 42 people have died so far in the last 24 hours due to lightning and rain-related incidents in the states. The winner of the XR Creator Hackathon have been declared yesterday. A total of 5 teams were declared as winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challenger Bangalore by 6 wickets in M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Chasing a target of 164 runs set by Royal Challenger Bangalore, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 4 in 17.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.